With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Trees are important for cities to help improve air quality, lower cooling costs for homes, and improve overall quality of life. The city of Rhinelander has lost more trees than it's planted over the years, especially in lower-income areas. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how the city is working to change that.
We got a lot of elm in this stretch.
Rhinelander City Forester Tom Giroux walks down Cranberry Lane in the city's west side, checking on trees the city planted last year.
This is mountain ash. And, of course, a great pollinator species.
The low-income neighborhood at one point had plenty of trees to shade sidewalks and homes, but many of them have been lost to disease and invasive species like Dutch elm disease and emerald ash borer. A diversity of trees have been planted in the boulevard to help mitigate similar problems in the future.
But diversity is really important for that next disease that we don't know about. So you got to have a diverse urban canopy in order to get through those next diseases. And with climate change, we will be seeing more diseases.
Some of those challenges are already presenting themselves. Invasive Japanese beetles have been munching on some of the trees, and the whiplash of last year's drought when the trees were planted to this year's heavy rains aren't great for tree health.
This is from the drought, so we'll prune this out. But still, tree will still survive.
In 5 to 10 years, this neighborhood will have the full benefit of those trees. A 2021 study found urban trees had a range of environmental and health benefits that can help communities adapt to climate change.
They clean the air we breathe. They filter the water that runs off and clean our water. In communities that have tree-lined streets, health outcomes are better because people get out and walk more because it's shaded.
Giroux will be able to plant even more trees starting next year after the city received a $182,000 grant from the state with Inflation Reduction Act funds. Giroux says it's still in the planning stages, but the goal is to plant trees in areas where the canopy is sparse, focus on planting pollinator trees, and remove dead and dying trees that pose a safety risk.
We can almost put a tree anywhere as long as it's the right tree in the right spot.
Work will be done on both private and city property. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
The Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program, or SANE, will now be offered at Aspirus Langlade Hospital. Assault victims will be able to go to the emergency department, where a qualified nurse will take them to a private area for an exam. There, the nurse will ask the victim about what happened, give them a physical exam, and offer a risk assessment for sexually transmitted infections. They are also able to put patients in touch with sexual assault advocates. SANE exams can be done up to 5 days after an incident. Langlade is now the 8th Aspirus location to offer these services. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A campfire or bonfire can be one of the great joys of the fall season, but where you get the wood matters. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants people to avoid invasive species getting a ride in their firewood this fall. Tree-killing hitchhikers often lurk on or inside firewood. The list includes the spongy moth, emerald ash borer, the fungus that causes oak wilt, and many others. When contaminated wood is moved, those pests can get a start in a new area. The DNR encourages you to buy local and burn local and leave any unburned firewood behind. All staffed state parks and forests with campgrounds offer local firewood for sale, and firewood is often available for purchase privately nearby. Firewood that has been treatment certified by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is safe and legal to take anywhere in the state. Those in a hurry might try to sneak through a rail crossing ahead of a train, but the consequences of that can be severe. Rail Safety Week is underway to highlight the dangers of crossing railroad tracks either on foot, a bike, or in a car, and how to do it safely. Officials say you should look both ways, turn down your music in a car, and avoid wearing earbuds when walking or biking. Wisconsin Commissioner of Railroads Don Vruwink says never cross the railroad tracks while the lights are flashing.
You watch and people see a train might be coming and they're rushed to get in their car and get across the track, sometimes to try to get across before the gates even go down. And we have a lot of incidents where people go around the gates as well.
According to the Commissioner of Railroads, in the last 5 years, there have been 170 incidents resulting in 45 deaths while crossing railroads. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Congress has less than a week to reauthorize a sweeping policy that plays a big role in shaping the nation's food production system. Wisconsin agricultural voices are paying close attention, as Mike Moen reports.
The Farm Bill is supposed to be renegotiated every 5 years. A temporary extension was approved 1 year ago amid big differences about where to prioritize aid, including subsidies that typically help industrial-level farms. Chuck Enderis of Wisconsin's Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says as these issues get sorted out, organizations like his hope lawmakers don't lose sight of the need to adequately fund conservation programs that often benefit small farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
The Farm Bill also covers the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. House Republicans propose formula changes that hunger relief advocates say would amount to a $30 billion cut. GOP leaders dispute that claim, saying they would lower costs without cutting anyone's benefits. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.